Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slabaugh about the city's plans for a new recreation area near Southtown. With this recreation area, is this going to be considered a part of Southtown, or is this just a recreation area that happens to be near it and will eventually run through it?
The Southtown area, if you will, has kind of been tagged as such, and the land that is out there, some of it is being subdivided and is being developed. And through the developer's agreement, we were able to carve out that the city would be allocated, 100 plus acres of that initial 280 acre development. So it allowed us to kind of draw some lines around some of those areas that had huge public purpose for recreational opportunities. So we're starting to see that phase one dedication that'll come over to us. So the ultimate goal is to have a wonderful city park and pocket parks and so forth with some different opportunities with recreational amenities, whether that be trails, ponds, splash pad, dog park, disc golf, all those things that are coming along with it. So it is 100% would be open to the residents of Kelowna, Washington County, and we believe it would be a regional draw as well.
You're working with MSA Professional Services. Is that the architectural firm that's going to be kind of handling this?
Yeah, and really, it's a large project. It's a large swath of land that we're looking to program, and Washington County Conservation has had wonderful luck with MSA on trail planning, Mar Park, so forth. So it made sense that we could bring them on board, that we could have some cohesive looks, having an understanding of what amenities Washington County likes. That would carry over into the residents of Kelowna. So it really made sense to do a master plan. We only really get one shot at it, and we don't want to not do it well. So we've got good public input. We had some surveys. We had a committee. We really kind of went through, toured the land at great lengths, whether that be walking, UTVs, drones, all that, to get a real good scope of what we're looking at, because we also want to coexist with a subdivision that has been started out there too.
Yeah, and it sounds like a big point of emphasis is to make sure that nature aspect stays intact.
You're 100% correct there. If you look at the land, our biggest hurdle is obviously determining what amenities and how best that those can coexist in the natural landscape. And it is just wonderful land that has been taken care of very well. And we don't want to come in and just hardscape everything and take away from just the natural aesthetics that it already offers.
The goal was to have a plan finalized by yesterday. So has that been done?
Yeah, so the direction of council is to look at geobonding and reserves that we have for recreational funds. We are also looking at grant opportunities, whether that be through the Washington County Riverboat Foundation, through Wellmark, REAP, which is a state grant, as well as TAP funding, Transportation Alternative Programs. So we're looking at a bunch of different areas where we can bring in funding that would help us carry through this master plan that has been publicly vetted so that we can take it in stages. It's a large project. It takes time to be able to publicly fund those projects and do it in a responsible fiscal manner.
And apart from grants, this project is going to be funded with the local option sales tax?
Yep. Our library debt comes off of our books this year, and we're able to use local option sales tax to be able to help defray any public increase to help subsidize that cost.
Is there a timetable for the next steps now that the plan has been finalized? Where do we go from here?
The spring's a busy grant cycle. And as those become available to us, we can act very quickly on being able to implement and spend those funds down. So our goal is really kind of in that 10, 12, 14-month time frame from April, May, June to be able to substantially have some programming and recreational opportunities out there at the trailhead area, and then we could carry it on into paved trails and so forth. So we kind of have a staged approach, but it really has some efficiencies if we're able to fund kind of the original first two phases with that. So we're hopeful that we've been able to write some grants that will be funded in some shape, form, or fashion to be able to allow us to take off a little bit bigger bite than what just our funds would be able to secure. The trailhead is really kind of a primary where a lot of the real public amenities would be, whether that be dog park, public restrooms, splash pad, ADA compliant, soft surface playground area, naturescape, some of the water features, public fishing area. Some of those are kind of the first taste, if you will, of what the public will see when they enter that area. And as funds come available, we would be able to expand those trails for public use because a lot of it's spread out, so we'd be able to pave a good portion, if not everything, with the original budget of about $3.15 million.
Was there anything else that you wanted to add about this project?
We're going to do the land dedication on March 20th. We'll start to do some signage out there. Public can go out and use the trails that are currently out there. They'll start to see a more a presence of a county park look or a city park with signage and so forth after we take ownership. So we're excited about it. It's been a great opportunity and not an opportunity that a lot of communities have to be able to bring in this type of woodland, ponds, prairies, oak savannas and so forth into their inventory of city parks. So we've been very fortunate. We think the public will enjoy it once we bring everything online.
That was Ryan Slabaugh joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about Kelowna's plans for a new recreation area. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.